Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Sweet.
What's sweet?
Somebody said, hey, BJ, we're from Event Rental Company, and we can rent you all the chairs and tables and stuff for our Thanksgiving.
Nice. Write that down,
event,
man.
Event Rental.
Coming to the rescue.
Right? Woo!
Yeah.
Somebody else wrote, hey, Jamie, are you going to come do my dishes? I mean, not everyone has the luxury of having a dishwasher. You know what's funny that you say that? My dishwasher doesn't work. I've washed my dishes by hand. I have for about 7 months.
Wow. Does anybody have a dishwasher that works?
Oh, it's so disappointing.
No, mine runs, but nothing gets cleaned.
That's what I'm saying.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, you stick stuff in there. My wife complains all the time. Yeah, this plate feels greasy. And she's right. It does. But for some reason, it does not work.
I even went on YouTube and everything. My kid and I took the thing completely apart. We cleaned it out. We did everything that they said to do because the soap dispenser was just getting soap everywhere. It was just that grainy.
It was like caked.
Yeah. And so we did everything it said. I mean, we worked for like an hour and a half on that son of a bitch. And we're so excited because we did it ourselves.
Yeah.
Same thing happened.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Man, they are crap.
They are.
These dishwashers. You literally wash your dishes first by hand.
Yeah.
And then put them in the dishwasher.
I just gave up because it's so irritating. I gave up and I just started washing them by hand.
I'm with you.
Forget it. All right. Anyway, hey, this is kind of some sad news. Will you go to number two, if you don't mind?
Oh, hang on one second,
number two.
Why don't you ask so politely today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very nice of you.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this year love will appear deeper than ever before.
And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite recall.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
I don't know if y'all know who those two people are, but
I do. Kermit the Frog.
It's Jason Kelsey and Stevie Nicks.
That's not Kermit?
No. And I don't know. Did you guys feel like it's like you're listening to somebody sing from elementary school?
It's, yes.
Like a
play. It's, like a Christmas play.
It's actually worse than karaoke.
It is worse.
Karaoke's bad.
I agree.
But that's worse than karaoke.
Maybe.
It doesn't even feel Christmas.
No, it does
Nothing
not.
Nothing about it.
The song, Maybe This Christmas by Jason Kelsey, Stevie Nicks, and the Philly Specials is currently charting higher than Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. What?
It's early.
It's terrible.
It's early. She'll overtake that one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, easily.
Well, the fact that it's even charting.
Yeah, I know.
That's horrible.
That also blows my mind,
right?
Too.
All right. So if you go to number one.
All right. Number one.
Jason has dethroned the queen of Christmas, the amazing, the wonderful Mariah Carey.
Oh, buddy.
A Philly Special Christmas Party, Maybe This Christmas by A Philly Specials and Stevie Nicks, is the number one Christmas song on the charts right now.
We kind of caught it on the Christmas downslide. Like, not too many people are listening to Christmas music, so we kind of jumped.
Snuck in there, yeah. I get it.
I'll take it when I can get it. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, sure.
And it was incredible to work with Stevie Nicks. I mean, obviously, I just am still in awe of the fact that that actually happened.
Stevie!
And this is really, really cool. There's no percent chance any song that I am in should be streaming number one on any service, well, in any genre.
Yeah, well, don't give yourself too much credit, Stevie Nicks.
That's exactly right.
I like the fact that he knows it sucks.
Right?
Yeah, he owns it. I do like that. He owns it.
And I mean, I have to agree with him. I mean, all of a sudden you're a football player. Now you're singing with Stevie Nicks. That has to be overwhelming, right? I saw the reels on it, and he is so nervous when he gets in the studio with her. He's just like, oh my God, can she hear me? Oh my God. Yeah. You know, he's so nervous about it. But yeah, and the other thing that he said, which is nobody's really listening to Christmas music right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. Kim Kardashian went on a podcast, and she said, basically, you know, I get what she's saying. She doesn't want to say this because all of us will be like, you can have 12 nannies, but there is something to be said about even if you have 12 nannies, raising your kids alone. She said, basically, I'm raising 4 kids all by myself. Kanye is nowhere to be found. And that's so sad because I remember a long, long time ago, he was so excited to be a dad and he talked about how present he was going to be and how he had such a great childhood. And so he was going to make sure that he was going to be, you know, like his mom was to him and be present. And yeah, now he's gone.
He seems like the kind of guy that he picks his times to get photographed with the kids.
Yeah, and be
and
a
then,
dad.
Then it'll just disappear.
He picks his times that he wants to be a dad.
Yeah.
When it's convenient.
Yeah, when it's convenient for him and it looks good and, you know, gives his image a boost.
Yeah, so she was talking about, she's so funny because she complains like the rest of us, like, I'm just an Uber. Oh my God, the worst day of your life is when your kids put in their earbuds and they're in the back seat, right? And you're driving and you're trying to talk to them and they have earbuds and you're like, oh my God, I've become a freaking Uber.
Yeah, you're just talking to yourself?
Yeah, I literally am a human Uber. That's what my job is. Anyway, she says, that Kanye's not around, so that's a shame. Dave Coulier, he is from Full House. He was like he's the one that dated Alanis Morissette, I think. Isn't he the one that she said he broke her heart?
I don't know.
That's what Jagged Little Pill was all about, him.
I don't know who he is.
He's one of the...
Full House, he's Joey on Full House.
He's the like the blonde, sandy-headed guy. Yeah. And Alanis Morissette, and he dated forever, I think. And then she said that he broke her heart, and I was like, that guy from Full House? And that's why she wrote Jagged Little Pill, is what I remember.
Yeah, they did date.
Yeah.
You're right. 92 to 94.
Oh, Schmidl is waving his hands like he just doesn't care.
Schmidl!
The song that's actually about David Coulier is called You Oughta Know, but they did date, and there is a song about him.
Right, that's from Jagged Little Pill.
This says it's called You Oughta Know.
Yeah, it's on the
album.
Jagged Little Pill.
I was thinking the song, sorry.
No.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. So yeah, he's learned he has cancer, a very aggressive cancer. Last month, he was experiencing an upper respiratory infection. Isn't that crazy? So he had this upper respiratory infection, and it caused his lymph nodes to swell. Then they did a biopsy, and he has a very aggressive cancer. You know, it's crazy because my girlfriend Mia, who we've had on the air before, her mom had like a lower back pain, just had lower back pain. They thought it was kidney stones. The next thing you know, she passed away in a week.
Yeah.
It was kidney stones.
So scary how it happens like that.
I've seen stories like that too, left and right, where, you know, they get diagnosed and it's bad.
Yeah. I mean, her mom literally, they thought she had kidney stones and now she's passed away.
You know, that kind of leads me to the food that is in the news right now with RFK. Is it RFK Jr.?
It is.
That's going to be put in charge of that. Man, there's a lot of foods he's naming off that I love.
Well,
I'm not getting happy about this. You know, I like the dude and everything, and I like for us to get a little healthier. But man, when you start saying that we got to get rid of French fries, I got a problem with that.
Well, that's the funny part is you got this RFK Jr. guy, right, saying make America healthy again. But you have Donald who loves McDonald's.
Yeah, we've got a conflict. You got BJ who loves McDonald's.
Yeah, so.
I want my ho-hos. And I got a feeling they're not on his list.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely keepers. Not. Yeah. Again, if I could just recommend to everybody, it's a pretty cool app. My kid taught me about it. It's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. You don't have to buy it. I wouldn't buy it. But it's called Yuka. It's an app. And what you do is you scan the barcode of anything you're eating or drinking or putting on your face, like lotions, cosmetics, whatever. And it'll tell you how bad it is.
Don't download it. Do not download it.
It'll ruin your entire diet.
I did it. Okay. I went to the grocery store with Jamie's app. She talked me into it, right? I bought nothing. I walked out with celery. That's all I could get. do not get this app.
It's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A, and it'll terrify you.
Yes, it will.
Especially, too, I mean, if you guys, like, scan your deodorants, your lotions, all that, the carcinogens are insane.
Jamie, I bought nothing but celery. Carrots, they said, were okay, but there was something that was coating on the carrots that was bad, too. Right? I forgot what
don't
it was.
Don't they say, I don't know if this is true or not, but don't they say that they soak them in bleach? Wasn't that a rumor forever?
I did hear that for a long time.
Something about the apples, I think it was. Was apples one of those that they soaked? Or was it the carrots?
It was carrots. That's why they turn white, you know, at the end, like with the white crusty stuff. Well,
dusty look.
Yeah. I never really researched it, but I don't know if it's true.
Well, you know what throws me off is there's something they're doing at the store, because you've mentioned this before, Jamie. There's several fruits and vegetables that for some reason, they're pristine in the store for a week. And they get to my house and all of a sudden, downhill, man. I mean, the bananas are gone in a day.
Yeah.
They're gone in a day. Lettuce won't hold. Well, I don't get it.
You need to cover the stems of your banana.
That's the key, because I got the banana key. Hats that you gave me last Christmas.
Yeah, and it does help.
And it works.
It does work.
You would never think.
No, it works.
It works.
It does. It really does. I'm not kidding.
Most
of them come with a little thing on it, but when you rip it off, then it kind of comes up, so put it back on there. Because it already comes pre-wrapped, a lot of them. Yeah.
I'm going to do my banana wrap today. I'm going to wrap my banana today. When I get home.
What's really irritating is the green apples. They say they're organic, and then they have wax on them. I'm like, that's not organic. I'm eating wax. Lies. Oh, all right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
All right. It's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show, right here on a Thursday.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.